You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
What's up, everybody? It's George. I'm George Massey. It's the George Massey Show. I'm here with my bestie, Gina, and we're going to talk about some breaking news and some crazy things that have been happening lately in the world. And Gina, I was just talking to you about this. Gina, do you feel like, oh, this is the pop culture podcast, by the way. Do you feel like lately there's been a lot of people dying? Like every time I open my phone, there's like an announcement of a death and I'm a little freaked out. Like, you know, usually celebrity deaths happen in threes, but now I feel like they're happening in like eights now. Like what's going on?
I don't know. We had touched base briefly on this, and I don't know if it's just, I don't know. I'm not that big of a religious person, but I do believe in signs type of things. So maybe it's a good question to ask Juliana one day, like why? And like, I believe that like, and it's been proven, well, not proven, but like during this time of what they call Lent in Catholicism, just before Easter, I find that a lot of people do pass away. But again, it could be just me reading into it too much, but that's what I believe. Like within a week or two, there's been like 8 to 9 people that passed away in my, like in the parish that I attend to sometimes when I want to go. So, and I was saying like one funeral was like last week, Monday, my dad went today to one, he's going tomorrow to another one. So I don't know. I don't know if it's like that time of year, like the Grim Reaper is upon us. I don't know. I hate to laugh at it, but it's just bizarre. Like it always happens like in multiples during this time, like just before Easter. So I don't know.
I'm scared to open my phone because people have just been passing away and it's been like shocker after shocker. And we're going to get into some talk of like celebrities passings and things that follow it. But first I want to ask you, because I know you had mentioned to me that you were unaware that James Vanderbeek had been suffering from, I believe it was cancer.
Look, okay, it was a few years ago when it was announced, okay? For me, for the love of bejesus, I can't even remember what I did like 3 months ago. Nevertheless, something that was announced and like basically there was no follow up. Like I don't want to say TMZ didn't like report on his like well-being from time to time, but I didn't see anything of that sort of nature until he passed away. So yeah, I'm insensitive for not knowing, but at the same time, like it wasn't like a yearly thing where be like hey, like TMZ or any news outlets reporting on like the progression of the cancer or whatnot. I didn't see anything. If I saw anything, it would bring a trigger. Like, oh, right.
Well, I knew about it, but, you know, I think maybe because you're in a different country, it's possible that what we were talking about could be different from what you were talking about. There were like check-ins, you know, every now and then, you know, regarding and revisiting his cancer. And I think that he was in stage 3 colorectal cancer, I believe. I'm not familiar with that, but I know that He wasn't even in the fourth stage. You know, fourth stage is the last stage, and his battle was getting worse and worse. So I think that this one was a little shocking because a lot of people, you know, were hoping that he was going to get better, right? And unfortunately, he didn't. And I know that he had a bunch of kids when he hey, like multiple kids. I'm trying to say one, two, three, four, five, six, maybe six. I'm looking at a photo of him and his babies, and it's like six kids. And this leads me to my next topic because there's a new thing, a new trend that's happening where celebrities, dead or alive, I want to bring that up, doesn't necessarily mean the person has passed away, but there are times where celebrities will open a GoFundMe account. Now, we have to remember talking about this. The late James Van Der Beek obviously did not open a GoFundMe. This happened after he passed. But a lot of people are having mixed feelings on things like this because they're like, oh, well, the normal person, a normal everyday person may never see $1 million in their whole life. And then celebrities may see 10, 15, 20 million in their whole life. What is the protocol for someone who's had so much money in their lifetime of asking for money? Because, and we're going to talk about this also with Eric Dane, who also unfortunately passed away recently. And there's a GoFundMe going on with that. And Gina, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, the internet, nothing gets past the internet. The internet found some records that James Van Der Beek and his family purchased a multi-million dollar ranch in. I believe it was almost $5 million, Gina, and this was about 1 month before his unfortunate passing. So a lot of people online are saying, oh, well, why would you buy a $4.9 million home, you know, and then after passing, ask people to help donate to make sure that his children are taken care of. A lot of people are arguing that they could have stayed in the home that they were in and then use that $4.9 million to support his children. So, and again, this is a super touchy subject because I don't want anyone to feel like, you know, we don't care about the passing of James Van Der Beek or his family or his kids or whatever. But this is, you know, the internet is talking. And I don't know how I feel about it because, you know, I'm not a millionaire and I don't know what it's like to have, you know, more money than I know what to do with it. And I'm never going to be able to afford a $5 million house. So I don't know what it's like to be in that situation. But how do you feel, Jana? Do you have any thoughts on it whatsoever? Like, because I know, you know, you're a big celebrity fan, a pop culture fan. You follow along with a lot of things that celebrities are doing in their lives and their personal lives and real estate and things like that. So do you have any thoughts on this?
Like, here's the thing, right? Like, if I'm gonna donate anything, I'm gonna like any funds to anywhere, it's gonna be a not like a nonprofit organization or like or like a children's hospital or like because not like giving doesn't make you a better person. It's your actions that make you a better person in life. So at the same time, it's most like most of the people that are giving are like are celebrity statured, right? The average celebrity will not donate every time someone posts a GoFundMe for whatever reason. So, and like I know somebody, her daughter has, or I knew of someone, but we were friends, no longer friends, who her daughter has. This heart condition or whatnot. And it's just so repetitive, like the GoFundMes, like just everything all the time. Like, oh, I need, you know, those machines to give you, like, what's it called that Ray J has or whatnot. Like, she needs to carry one of those. She
Oh,
needs money for that.
a defibrillator.
Yeah, or something like that. Like, and it costs like this much money. And like at the end of the day, just things led up to it where I'm like, I'm kind of done. Like, and as you know, Canada, we have a great healthcare system. It might be, it has its like obviously downfalls due to the fact like waiting rooms and stuff like that. But we have a pretty decent healthcare system up here. Right, like a universal healthcare system up here, right? You can't tell me that like the government's not helping you, right? And the funds that you're collecting or making donations to children's hospital here, like you want it in your name so you can claim it as like a tax break, right? Like get the fuck out of here, right? Like I don't think so. I'm done, right? Like I'm done. I'm done with it. Like we're no longer friends anymore. Whatever. I don't care. Like I care about her daughter and her condition, obviously, but at the end of the day, like get jobs, right? Her daughter's not in school, and her daughter doesn't even like she's homeschooled, but doesn't even have a proper, like the proper education she should be getting at the end of the day. So it's just really like annoying. So, like GoFundMes, they don't like I hate to be an insensitive person, but they just don't do anything for me. You will not see me donating to a GoFundMe.
Well, see, another thing that I noticed was a lot of celebrities will, when someone passes away, their other, celebrity friends.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Will be like, oh, I'm so sad, and they'll post their condolences and they'll post little nice sweet things, and then they'll share the GoFundMe. And the thought came to my mind, Gina, I was like, if you are a celebrity and you've been a celebrity your whole life, you've done multiple huge movies or TV shows, series, whatever, the idea that you have so many rich friends, like celebrity friends, and like the idea that I heard a story on the radio that I think Johnny Depp had let Eric Dane's and his family live in one of his homes rent free while he was battling ALS. And I thought that that was a really nice and stand up thing to do when someone is going through a lot. Whether you're a celebrity or not, your medical bills don't change. Your medical bills are still going to be high. And it made me think about it. I was like, well, if he was doing that, I was like, I thought, what other celebrity friends might he have had who might want to also help? Because shifting into the Eric Dane situation, when he passed away, he left two daughters, and he was separated from his wife, but he was dating someone else. And I believe the woman that he was dating is the one that opened the GoFundMe for her and the daughters. And a lot of people are, the internet, they're like, oh, well, he was married to a very famous actress. I believe her name is Rebecca Gayhart. And they are separated, obviously, but he shares those daughters with this celebrity woman. And a lot of people are saying, why wouldn't the mother take care of those children, right? And I think that that's a very valid question. Why is it the public's responsibility? And Gina, like you said, I think a lot of people have lost personal responsibility and personal accountability, and they think that anything that goes wrong or anything that happens, the public is now responsible for your situation to solve your problem. And I think the GoFundMe era that we're in, it's really making people have a false sense of entitlement to other people's money. And it's just hard for me, Gina, because I watch so many horrible stories happen online all the time where a parent might pass away from cancer or in a car accident and they leave behind, terrible something like two tiny children, something terrible. And since they weren't a celebrity, nobody really is doing anything for those kids, but it's like since a celebrity passed away and they left behind children, it almost seems like we're holding those children like they're at a higher standard. We have to make sure that those celebrity kids are okay. All of the kids should be okay, Gina, right?
Actually, I lied. The last time I donated to GoFundMe was when that incident happened here last year in April near my house, where basically a driver drove and killed a lot of people during a festival. And there was a lot of people that were in the hospital. And obviously, the hospital is covered, obviously, because, like I said, healthcare system, but it's the after. right, to support them after they get out of the hospital for those that survived.
Right, because you have to remember in that situation, Gina, some.
Like, and a lot of people can't work because they're that injured or they have post-traumatic stress, like whatever it is, they can't work.
Right. It's just, I want to be as open to it as possible, but I also think that there's just so many and we can't help everyone. And I guess a lot of people will post online, they're like, oh, well, if you don't want to donate, don't, keep scrolling. And I think that if it touches you to donate, it touches your heart and you feel like it's something that you need to do, you should. And I think that when you're drawn to a situation or a story or a tragedy, get personally involved in that and try to do your part. If even if it's $10, whatever your part is, do that. And I just think that the celebrity ones that have been popping up lately, and I know we in the 90 Day world, we talk a lot about 90 Day. I know the cast member Nikki Exotica posted one recently where she was asking for $50,000 just because she said she wanted to restart her life. She didn't have any medical condition. She wasn't diagnosed with any terminal disease. She just said she wanted $50,000, And I think at this point we're getting to the point where people have no shame,
Dignity.
dignity. Yeah, I mean, because just saying you want $50,000 because you want to restart your life just because, and asking the public to give you that, I think it's crazy. And there's different situations like this situation where James Vanderbeek left behind five or six children, asking for money is a little more warranted than just saying, I just want to restart my life. Like I think
Of course.
there's different levels, to the level of need. But I do think that we're so quick to whenever I hate to go to that meme where they say a minor inconvenience, we're ready to ask for help. And I think that a lot of times people don't try to help themselves. They just go directly to help me, right?
Yeah.
Help me, help me, help me. And I think that we definitely need to get back into the personal accountability, and a lot of celebrities, maybe they're mismanaging their money. Because again, Gina, you and I will never understand what it's like to have $20 million at one point in the bank. We'll never understand that. We will never understand what it's like to buy a $5 million house and still have money left over.
What are
So,
you talking about? That's how much houses go here for like 2 million.
but did you buy one?
Well, hell no, with what money coming out of my ass?
See, that's what I'm saying. We're not gonna be able to understand that. So again, I hate to, I don't know. The internet is, there's a lot of mixed feelings. A lot of people feel like this is ridiculous. We can't be giving millionaires money. And we can't.
No, exactly. Like the thing is, if you're gonna support their kids or whatnot, one of the kids, he survived, but his parents and younger, like his baby brother had passed away in that festival, and the funds that were donated are put into a trust until he reaches like 18 or 19 years old, and that's what his caretaker had put it like that, like this will be put into a trust.
I mean, I feel like that's how it should be. Because when, I always go back to the Honey Boo Boo story, Gina, because remember the Here Comes Honey Boo Boo show, that girl, Alana Thompson, was paid in check or whatever to her mother because she was a minor. You can't pay a child because there's child labor laws.
Of
And we
course.
found out later after that show was gone and everything that the money that was supposed to be set aside for this girl when she became of age was spent by the mother. So I always go back to that. And I was like, it's important that when you want to help take care of children, that it goes into a bank that no one else can touch. An account
Exactly.
has.
And like sometimes there is like there's fine print too. You can't just take out the money for whatever the heck you want. It has to be your education. It has to be like it has, there's speculations on like if you put your money in a trust that some parents will put onto the accounts that it has to be used for education. It has to be used for a house. It has to be used for an apartment. It can't be used for like what you want, like ex what exactly you want. It's an improvement in your life, like to make you're like for career choices, for life choices, right? Like it's not to spend it on a weekend or like go on trips or whatever. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, and it's unfortunate that you have to do that, but we've seen so many times where misuse of funds and, people taken advantage of, especially when children are in this entertainment industry at a young age, their parents kind of see them as a source of income or a source of money. And unfortunately, those children are taken advantage of, which kind of brings us into another topic that we were going to discuss. So Aaron Carter's mom, this was a recent story on TMZ today, actually, said that his ex, so Aaron Carter, who unfortunately passed away, I believe in 2022, December, I believe, or November, December 2022, he had a baby with a woman named Melanie Martin. His son's name is Prince. And Aaron Carter's mom made the accusations that Melanie, who is Aaron's baby mama, lack of a better term, made unauthorized withdrawals from the late Aaron Carter's bank accounts. And she brought that story up to TMZ recently, which I kind of find to be a little bogus because if Aaron Carter passed away, wouldn't his next of kin be his son? And if Melanie is making withdrawals from the account, I would assume it's for their son, which would be what the money should be used for. So my question, Gina, does the mom think that the money is more hers than the son's? Because that would be crazy.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Crazy, right?
Maybe knowing his mom,
Well,
do
yeah,
you have
you're
to?
almost gonna, I was just about to say that. His mom, because Gina and I have watched all the documentaries, all of the Carter documentaries, and I think Gina, you watched House of Carters, who their little reality show that they had way back in the day.
Yes. If anyone knows anything about me, anything Backstreet Boys related is underneath my belt.
Yeah, so we know that she does not have the best reputation in any aspect of the word. She kind of, I don't want to say used her kids as like pawns to make money, but she kind of did, right? Like she kind of did. She pushed them into the entertainment industry, and unfortunately, it affected them very negatively, in later in life. And I think it's crazy to me that of all of the things going on, Aaron, first of all, he passed away in 2022. His son was, oh my gosh, maybe 1 year
A
old,
baby.
a baby at the
Yeah.
end. And the idea that the mother of that child, which is, let's be real here, Jane is the grandmother of this child, not just Aaron's mom. This is the grandmother of Prince. She would even have the audacity to say, oh, you're spending Aaron's money. I mean, it kind of is his son's money, right? The next of kin would be his son because Aaron was a grown adult when he passed away. So when he passed away, he wasn't a child. So when you pass away as an adult, your next of kin would be the person. If you don't have a will, might I add, your next of kin would be your child or children or spouse. Now, he didn't have a legal spouse. He wasn't married to Melanie, but he did have a child with her. So that would make her authorized, in my opinion. Again, I'm not a legal. I'm not a lawyer or anything, but in my opinion, she would be authorized to withdraw money from any accounts that he left behind because she's raising his next of kin, right? Like that's the thought process.
Exactly. I don't know what he anticipates his mom to do. Like, unfortunately, I hate to say this, but they did come from a bro what seemed like, as we seen, like we can't believe everything that we see on TV, but we saw a good part of it. It seemed like a very broken home, right? Because not even like even his sister has passed away of an overdose. He passed away of drowning. It's a very term like it's a very turmoil family, unfortunately, right? So it's very yeah, like his sister passed away. Like there's only I think Nick and another sister of his that are still alive.
So I know Bobby Jean Carter passed away. Leslie Carter passed away. I think Angel is still here. That would be Aaron's twin sister, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, Aaron is still alive. And they're
Nick is still alive and Angel is still alive. Aaron, unfortunately, is not still alive.
Yeah, it's this is a it's kind of a traumatic story. You know, their story reminds me a lot of the Kennedy story. You know, it's very tragic and so many unexplained deaths and so much turmoil and pain. And you really feel bad for what these kids went through. 'Cause as a kid, you know, you shouldn't be responsible for making enough money to make sure the family survives. You should just be playing with Legos. You know, and these kids had to take on the responsibility of raising their family, and no children should have that responsibility. So, you know, watching how it affected them later in life, it kind of shows you know, with Michael Jackson, you know, all of these child stars, they took on too much responsibility at such a young age. Michael made it much longer than Aaron did, obviously, but it still had the same effect on him as it did to Aaron.
Yeah, so basically, Leslie had passed away, Aaron's passed away, and Bobby Jean has passed away. So all there's only two siblings left, which is Angel and Nick.
Right, Angel and Nick, and I guess their dad, Robert Jean, also passed.
That is correct.
So, wow. Just wow. Out of this whole big family, there's only
Three.
three people still left alive. It's such a tragedy. And it's so unfortunate to see, because what I think bothered me the most was the animosity and accusation coming from Jane towards Melanie, because at the end of the day, that's your past deceased son's mother, child's mother, right? So you would want to have a good relationship with her, not accuse her of stealing, right? And I think that that's such a horrible thing to do publicly, to instead of building a relationship with the only thing left of your son, right? Prince is his son. It's the only thing we have left to remind us of his legacy. And instead of building a close relationship and bond with him and his mother, you're going to go publicly to TMZ and say that she's a thief. Like, that's such a terrible thing. And it just shows you how chaotic and ridiculous the family dynamic is, because it kind of seems like it's not a family dynamic at all. It's everyone against everyone. And unfortunately, in that situation, no one is going to win.
Exactly. So I think there was a lot of drug, alcohol, like just a very not stable like household, basically, from what obviously we see. We can't depict everything we see on TV because a lot of it is for the cameras. But from what we, there's just too many lives that have been lost in this family due to different circumstances.
Yeah, it just makes you question everything. Like the Kennedy situation, you're just like, what is happening? Why are all these people dying? And speaking of, so I don't know how closely you've been watching the Nancy Guthrie story, but apparently Savannah Guthrie, who is the host of NBC News Today, the Today Show, which is a show that I don't watch because, you know, I don't watch the news. It's kind of depressing. But her mother was apparently kidnapped and held for ransom. And this has been a huge story. Like, you would have to kind of live underneath a rock to not have heard about it, at least. Like, I haven't been following it like super closely, but I have noticed, you know, that they can't seem to find any leads, which a lot of people are really confused by, because, you know, we're always intrigued when someone vanishes into thin air. You're always intrigued by that, because no one vanishes into thin air, especially someone who has a Ring doorbell camera. And, you know, the idea that this woman disappeared has intrigued the nation. Like, the nation has been watching this show, and Savannah and her family have been offering different rewards for anything that, you know, might lead to where her mother could be. And there's actually been talk of a ransom. Did you hear about that? Like, they initially asked for $6 million, and then I think they asked for $4 million. Like, do you believe that? Do you think that she's really being held for ransom? What do you think is going on?
Well, here's the thing. I've seen many true crimes, many, many. And like basically, you go from 6 to 4, then you're going to go from 2. But the thing is, a person will not give in until they have photo proof. Usually, it's the newspaper article with the person, but with AI nowadays, that can all change. Basically, you can add the person, you can add the newspaper for today's date, and that's what's scary. Like, basically, if people are requesting for ransom money, like it's going to be an AI photo, unfortunately. It might, may or may not be, right? But I'm assuming it's going to be an AI photo.
What do you think has happened to her in general? Like, no one has seen her talk to her. There's a lot of different stories of what people think, or theories. I should say theories. Like, some people say, I heard the theory that they kidnapped her and they were going to hold her for ransom. But oh, I failed to mention this woman is 84, Gina. Nancy Guthrie is 84 years old. She's much older in age. And one of the theories is they kidnapped her, and during the shock and terrifying situation of the kidnapping, she passed away of a heart attack. That's one of the alleged stories going around. And
But didn't she go missing in Arizona, I want to say? I could be wrong.
I believe it was Arizona, yeah.
Okay. So like how do, like you said, how does a person just vanish? Like just vanish, right? Like I know here, for instance, and probably where you are too, there's cameras. There's like city cameras recording. Like hello, like, and
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
like you can see the cameras, like they're hidden cameras everywhere in the city. And you can't tell me you can't go like retrace this woman's steps.
Well, not only that, but I've seen it where, because basically every house on my block has a Ring camera, and as cars drive by, the Ring cameras click on because they're motion activated. So
Good. Exactly.
even if a car went down your street, there would be some visual of a car, and you would just go from camera to camera until you figure out if you can see a license plate or if you can get a make or.
Like exactly. That's what I don't understand. Like how do you like not only the Ring cam, city cameras have, they're everywhere in the city, like especially in a large city like in Phoenix or whatnot. If you're in the middle of like boomtown, probably not, because and then there's only like no stoplights, probably not. But if you're in a major city, there's going to be cameras everywhere. So I think the police are actually dropping the ball on this, to be quite honest, because it has been quite some time where I've been seeing like the TMZ articles about it. I think they're dropping the ball on this.
I think so too. And I mean, I think that, there's always 50 sides to every story. I think that there's way more to what we've heard than to what's going on. And but the idea that this is the Today Show host mother, I think it's the story has kind of catapulted. Is that how you say catapulted? Into like this phenomenon. Like there's people who are just so wrapped and enthralled in the story. People are just following, and a lot of people have made like TikToks and memes, and they were like, oh my gosh, I'm just gonna go find this woman myself because the police seem to not be doing a good job of locating her. Like a lot of people are like, I'm just gonna go find her myself because at this point, there's no reason why they shouldn't have one single lead, right? Because a lot of people are like, this is crazy. This woman has clearly been kidnapped. You should be able to trace at least to what kind of car they took her in. Like there's no reason why. She should be missing for this long with no idea of where she is, if she's alive, where they took her, or what's going on. And the fact that there were people contacting them for ransom, like, Gina, I was under the impression that if you contact somebody with like a cell phone or whatever, they can at least determine the.
Trace the call.
Right, not necessarily to exactly where you are, but like a general vicinity of where you
It
are.
could
So like,
be like a burner phone too, right? Where we'll throw it away and they'll call again, right?
but
Like you can get.
people know where you originally called from. Like, even if you call and then you move to another location, they should at least know like a vicinity of where the call was made, even if it was a burner. So, like I said, lots of questions, no answers. And I definitely feel like at this point, someone is dropping the ball, Gina, right? Like, someone is definitely not doing their due diligence here. And you know what they say, if it's a minority, they work a little less. Well, this is a white lady. So what's going on? Like, why haven't they located her? Because you know the meme is, you know, when you call 911, it's like, is it a good neighborhood or a bad neighborhood? Because that determines how fast the police are going to show up. So like, I'm trying to figure out.
Well, it's probably a good neighborhood because think about it, right? Like who her daughter is, right? Like she's not going to live in a bad her like the mom doesn't like the daughter is not going to want to have her mom in a bad neighborhood.
Well, yeah, I guarantee you it was an amazing neighborhood. It's just confusing because it seems like this situation, they should be able to locate her. And you know, I'm starting to lean towards some of the theories that I've heard where she, and I think unfortunately Savannah said it in the last plea where she said that she would offer up to $1 million to know where her mom is. She said, unfortunately, she could already be gone. And that's what a lot of theories have been. They're like, well, I heard a psychic say that her theory was she passed away during the initial kidnapping from a heart attack. Because, you know, an 84-year-old person, you can't just put a gun to their head and tie them up. Like, that is a lot for someone of that age. I think that theory is kind of ringing true to me for some reason.
Yeah, and like I said, the police are dropping the ball. I don't know. Like sometimes people to stay relevant, like I don't know. Maybe I hate to say this, and obviously I don't think it, but some people will make up these like obnoxious stories just to get publicity out of it. So maybe her time on the Today Show was like near, like she was expiring. Like a bag, like a jug of milk, and they're gonna give her the boot. And like, I hope this didn't happen, but I'm just thinking, like, realistically, how many times has ever, like, has a lot of things been a publicity stunt?
Oh, I mean, that could be because she,
I hate to go dark, but you know.
as the, you know what the police always say, they have to go down every avenue, right? When you're trying to solve something, you have to leave no stone unturned. So that could be a theory, and you have to visit every theory. You have to decide what necessarily rings true and what doesn't. And unfortunately, Gina, that could be true because her mom has been very involved and her name has been out there. Because let me just be 100% real with you. I had never heard of Savannah Guthrie in my life until this story happened. Because I don't.
Neither have I, because I have a job and I don't work from home. So, and I don't even know what time the Today Show comes on at, but I'm not watching it because I'm watching other trash TV maybe that I shouldn't be watching. But you know.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, if every avenue is visited, I think that we'll figure out what happened. Now, I'm praying that she's fine, and
Me
you
too.
know,
And
I
I'm praying that it's not a publicity stunt. There's a lot of people that go missing and they're found within a few days, at least here, but they have signs of like dementia, right? Or they're older, right? But they're located within 3 to 4 days because why? There's police cam footage everywhere.
well.
And they'll give like a description of what the person was wearing, right? And people are vigilant of their surroundings, like, hey, that person looks familiar. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it tri there's the trigger points in your head where, because if I was to see someone that was like a missing person, whether it be like old or whatnot, I'm like, hey, that person kind of looks familiar from somewhere. I've seen that picture before. I'm going to be looking online. Like, has there been any like missing person, especially if they're elderly, right? At the same time, or they're distraught or they have signs of dementia or whatnot, right? So we live in like the city that I live in is very multicultural with like a lot of Asian and South Asian backgrounds, such as like Indian, Chinese, Koreans, and whatnot. So, like in those cultures, we don't put our family member, like even for me, we don't put our family members in a home. It's like basically the last resort, basically where you're going to put your family members in a home.
Oh, well, a lot of people here in the U.S. put their family members in a home immediately. So
If you ask our co-host, for instance, if you ask Captain, if her parents were still alive, she wouldn't put them in a home. It's a cultural thing. You don't like they your parents raised you, and it's your time to like give back to them at the same time. That's kind of how it looks. It's like disrespectful. Unless it's like serious signs of dementia, you're not going to put them in the home because there's only so much a person can take, right? So unless it's a serious sign of like dementia, you can't do it anymore, then it's basically a last resort.
absolutely. Oh, so I want to revisit. We're going to revisit the Brian Luttrell situation. We talked about this, oh my gosh, months ago, where he lives in, oh my God, Gina, help me out here. What, on some beach? What beach is it?
Well, he doesn't live there. Like we've established, it was a vacation home
Oh,
because,
that's right.
like, he
That's right.
lives in Atlanta.
That's right. You know what? We did. We went down this rabbit hole. So he has a vacation home on the beach. Oh my gosh, I can't remember where. It's somewhere in Florida. And
It's
he.
on, I think it's Whatcom County or something like that.
Oh, I don't know where that is. But he basically said that people were walking on his property because he owns a beachfront property. But you know, the beach itself is public property, right? Like kind of like a park. Like where the water runs up to the sand, you know, that area isn't necessarily owned by anyone. Maybe the city, I don't know. But he was saying that people walking in front of his home and but between the water and his home were trespassing on his property. And he was actually suing, I want to say multiple people, Gina, right? Wasn't it multiple people?
It was like a woman. It was like the county, like the police department.
Yeah, there was, he was suing all of these people, saying that these people were trespassing on his.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Property and the beach itself belonged to him, and no one was allowed to walk that part of the beach. They had to. I'm not exactly sure what he wanted them to do, because how would you go around that? I don't know. Maybe swim around his house. I don't know what he wanted. But the update is that a judge heard his case and dismissed it, against everyone, against this woman that he said was proper trespassing on his property,
It
against
was
the police.
in Santa Rosa. It's in Santa Rosa.
Oh,
I don't
Santa
know where that
Rosa.
is.
So basically, the judge told him that you can't tell people that they can't walk in front of the beach. You just don't. And I guess a lesson learned for him, when you buy a beachfront property, you don't own the beach itself. You own the house and then a small amount of land in front and behind it, but not the actual beach. And I think if you really want to buy a
He
beach.
tried to sue his neighbor.
Wait, what did he sue the neighbor for?
So I'm reading an article here. It says Latrell 50 has been embroiled in a bitter legal battle with his neighbor. I'm not going to name her name, but she's not my age. She's up there in age. He alleges she has invaded his privacy by going outside his beachfront Santa Rosa property.
So he was suing his neighbor for going in front of his house that he doesn't even live in. I have questions. I have so many questions, you know, like why is he so bothered by people walking around? Like, Gina, I would be very like concerned if people were like breaking into his property or maybe using his pool, you know, doing anything to violate his property, but walking his property or being near his property, is that enough to file a lawsuit against your neighbor? Like, that seems a little much for me.
So it says here in this article that I'm reading from Realtor.com because obviously It's a pretty reputable source with housing and stuff like that. The Boy Band alum first filed a suit against Hill. Well, I said her last name, but yeah, in September, accusing his neighbor of coming onto his property despite the fact that he's put up quote unquote put up several no trespassing signs along with chairs, umbrellas, and small tables, delating. As per the county circuit court lawsuit, which was obtained by the New York Post, in suit, Hill, who brands herself as semi-retired on Medicare, is accused of shouting and cursing at Luttrell's family, property manager, and setting up various chairs and other pieces of beach furniture. This is like a Gina level of petty. Luttrell has been claiming that he suffered emotional harm due to Hill's actions. However, a judge has now denied his claim.
Obviously. I
Yeah, this was on February 17th. The judge dismissed the case, noting that the singer can't claim emotional damages in trespassing case. The judge also gave Luttrell 20 days to refile with the right legal factors.
also, he was trying to get emotional distress
I
from
guess.
Trespassing. Like, I have so many questions.
Like, get the fuck out of
When
here.
does he even have time to even know what's going on in his house? He's always touring. They're doing shows at the Sphere. They tour all over the world. Like, when does he even have time to even know what's going on at one of his properties? Because you know he has multiple properties, Gina. Like,
Exactly. So, like,
no.
yeah, make it make sense. I don't know. I was actually sent it to three of my friends in a group chat that we have regarding the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere, their new dates. And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, I will always have a soft spot for him because he was like the love of my life when I was like 16 or 15. But with his actions, and I said this in a prior podcast, like, I'm like, absolutely not. Like, no. And one of them's like, oh, my husband likes Brian. I'm like, no. Like, no. Right. Unfortunately, I had to jump ship and I had to act like another Backstreet Boy member instead. Like, I'm sorry.
Of all the Backstreet Boys, he seems like a douchey one. Like, I don't know, like the way that he is suing people and the way that he
Like the way he's portraying himself doesn't align with what I value in a person type of thing. So that's why I was just
really,
like, no.
it's also really weird because Brian Littrell, he released a gospel album and he sings contemporary gospel music, and it's not very Christian to sue your neighbor. Isn't it, isn't something in the Bible about how you're supposed to honor your neighbor or love your neighbor, love thy neighbor?
Love thy neighbor.
Yeah, so this is really out of character. So I don't know. I think that it's great that it was dismissed though, because unfortunately, you know, he filed the wrong.
He needs to come down a few notches and come back to planet Earth where everybody else is living, well, not maybe peacefully, but you know what I mean. Like living, like minding their own business.
I mean, yeah, if someone is walking near your home that you're not even at and they're not bothering your home, then leave them alone.
Yeah, if they're not like doing damages to your home, they're not breaking into your home, they're not doing anything of that sort of nature, you need to back the fuck out. Like, just back off, right? Because you know what? There's plenty, because we're on the like there's ocean right here. Plenty of properties that are beachfront here. The
Yeah.
beach is public. The beach is public.
It
Right? Like
literally is.
there's only so much from the property line that belongs to you. The rest, it's like a fair game.
It's, yeah. Yeah. Oh, speaking of, we got to revisit this. So remember we talked about that David situation? I think this happened back in August where a body was found in his Tesla that was impounded. So,
His
nothing.
ex-girlfriend's like her his ex-girlfriend or whatever partner at the
Yeah,
time, whatever.
who was like super young or something. Like he was an adult, she was super young. Her body was found decomposing in his Tesla that was impounded. And okay, so this will be quick. So the grand jury is now targeting him. That is who the investigation is surrounding, which we already knew that. But one of the new things is that they're subpoenaing his mom, dad, and brother, to testify, and they're from Texas, and they are trying to say it violates their due process by asking them to testify. So they're trying to fight going to testify in front of the grand jury. And I don't know, Gina, like if nobody did anything wrong, there's nothing wrong with testifying, right? Like I think that them saying that they don't want to talk to the grand jury makes it seem like they're hiding something, right?
Exactly. Like, and I said it before, the reason why this is taking so long, because the police wants to get it right. They don't want any hiccups to go, like, or bumps along the road to be proven otherwise, and this guy walks away.
Well, yeah, if they charge him with the wrong thing and he's acquitted, they cannot charge him again. So they have to charge him correctly, and they have to have the evidence that supports the charges. Because they could charge him for they could charge him for manslaughter, they could charge him for murder, they could charge him with homicide. There's so many different things or ways that they could charge this, but they have to charge it right. Because if they, like I said, if they get an acquittal instead of a guilty verdict, then you only get one shot, right? Like you can only charge him one time. And if he didn't get it right, then he's gonna walk free. So, like you said, they're trying to make sure that they get the situation right and they get him on a charge that will stick. Because I think that they know that he did it. They are missing some of the intricate pieces of how he did it and how the body got
The
there.
events leading up to it. They need
Exactly.
solid evidence, solid proof.
Exactly. Because I think they came to the conclusion that he's the one that did it, but they don't have, like you said, each step-by-step event of how this took place. And I think if they don't, if they're not careful, they're just gonna have to take their time and figure it out and question the right people and get to it. And oh, one last, I have a topic that I really want to talk about before we end. So you texted me last week and you were like, hey, you should watch Reality Check Inside America's Next Top Model. It's a Tyra Banks documentary. And remember, I texted you back and I was like, I didn't watch America's Next Top Model, so I don't think I'll understand that. And you were like, oh, trust me, you'll understand it. So I watched the documentary. There's a three-part documentary, and I watched it, and I did not watch any of America's Next Top Model, but trust me, I understand what took place. And I know that this show was like this huge phenomenon back in the early 2000s. And apparently it.
Yes, it was. It was so funny because I remember it would come on Wednesdays. So it would be a funny story. So my friends and I, we are all working within, like, in what we call downtown Vancouver. So we're all working in downtown Vancouver. We would make our way to downtown Vancouver because they would have a ladies' like day or night type of thing like that. So we would eat appetizers. It was like happy hour, and then we'd have some wine there, and then we would go home to my friend's one of our friends' places and watch America's Next Top Model. It was like every Wednesday, basically, we would do this.
So, did you watch all 24 cycles? Because apparently
I
you.
think I stopped watching it after the Jays left and Nigel Barker left.
Oh, so towards the end, because I think that happened around cycle 1920, right? I believe so. That was closer towards the end of the series.
Yeah, because I remember you saying, like, oh, I don't want to watch that. I didn't watch America's Next Top Model. I'm like, you won't, like, I haven't watched it in years. And the only reason why this is beginning to be a topic again and a documentary was created because people were re-watching it, right, during COVID, during, like, and they were just appalled by
Well, see,
the.
that's the crazy thing because so many people watched the show when it aired and nobody thought anything of it. But then, they waited 10, 15 years and watched it again, and then there was a lot of outrage.
Well, no, these were new people watching. This was a new generation watching
Right.
it,
Our
basically.
generation, we watched, oh, I don't want to say we, but our generation watched it and nobody thought anything of it. But then when the newer generation went and watched it for the first time, they were like, oh my God, this is horrible. I can't believe the things that are happening. And you know, watching it and hearing a lot of the contestants talk about what they experienced, I'm not gonna lie, Gina, it was pretty bad. Like, and I'm not trying to be like one of those pansy, you know, generations, but the one girl said that her mom passed away in gun violence, and they did a photo shoot of her as someone who was shot and killed in gun violence. And when they asked the producers and Tyra about it, you know, they're like, oh, well, creative is in control of those type of things. You know, I don't really have a say in it. And, you know, looking back, that is extremely distasteful, right? Like, that is distasteful. It's un it's almost immoral to have someone go through that. And that was,
It's a trigger.
well, right. And a lot of the things that I was watching, because Gina, I didn't watch one single episode. A lot of the challenges and photo shoots and things that they did were so outlandish and crazy. It almost was like a mockery of the model industry, because none of this was realistic. Not nobody would ever go and do these type of photo shoots. And every season, and every season, every cycle, it would get weirder and weirder. And I think that at the point of it where the show started to become a circus is when people started to get outraged. Because I think, I'm not gonna lie to you, I think in the beginning, I think Tyra had an idea for a show and she had good intentions. The show, like after the first season, it became this huge deal and it got renewed for a second season. And then after the third season, it was just a phenomenon, you know. And when a network knows that they have a money cash cow phenomenon on their hands, they're like, well, what can we do to outdo this? How can we make the numbers better and better? And it's always, what can we do to get more money? And I think Tyra started getting less and less control. I think she was more so just the host, and the network was like, well, this is our baby now. We're going to take it and we're going to make as much money out of it as possible. And I do blame her a little bit, though, because at the end of the day, she went along with it, right?
And everything was like, if you like, it was funny because I remember you're like, oh, you have to watch it. You're like, oh, I don't remember any of these models. I'm like, dude, this was like 15, 16, 17 years ago. I don't remember half of the models on there. But if you bring up their story again, it's gonna come back in my flashbacks, right? Like, oh, right. Oh, yes, this happened. And the like what I found so, and I'm not even of African American descent or anything like that. The fact of what they would do, they would take them to the hairdresser, and it wasn't even somebody educated to work on particular textures of women's hair. I'm going to be as politically correct as I can be. So I had to choose my words very wisely, because I'm not like that. So And to give a woman of African descent or African American descent shave her head, have bald spots, and couldn't take her to a proper hairdresser who specializes in doing women's hair of African descent was completely disrespectful
Yeah,
to women of color.
I see
Like,
that. Not only that, Gina, but if you remember that same model, I can't remember her name, but she said that they were really nasty to her because they were like, oh, well, your skin is ashy and we have to retouch your photos and you just don't photo well and you should take better care of your skin. Like, it was almost like they were treating her differently because her skin was darker, but in the end, they said that they chose her to be on the show as a contestant because she was different. And then they turned it around and flipped it on her and made it seem like she was a problem because she was different. Which, I don't know, this the whole thing was just crazy to me. It's crazy in many, many ways because there are so many people that were involved in the show. And now that they were speaking in the documentary, no, none of them wanted to justify what they did. They all wanted to act as though, well, that's not me. I wouldn't have done that. No one took any accountability. I guess that's what I heard in the documentary. Tyra took zero accountability. What was the guy's name? Jay Miss J. He didn't take a lot of accountability. What was the other guy's name? His last name was Manuel. He didn't take a lot of accountability.
J. Manuel.
Hey, Manuel, like none of the people really were like, well, I did it.
See, here's the thing. I think, because they're all Tyra's puppets, basically, and what, they could have stand up, yes, for what they believed in, but at the same time, they're basically reporting to her, basically, and I'm not taking sides, but I did respect the fact that J. Manuel said, I'm from South Africa. And to make Caucasian girls with black face and vice versa was he was repulsed by it. But he had a job to do.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he had a job to do, and that was his job. Right?
What a scary situation to be in, you know, like to because in 2026, if we did this, you would never work again. You know, like we don't do blackface, we don't do whiteface, we don't do that. Our society.
No, and when the one of the other girls, I forgot her name, she said, I did not feel comfortable with that person up on me, and I asked to stop, right, with one of those dancers wearing a loincloth or whatnot. She was standing up for what she believed in, but they said, oh, all the other models were fine with it. Yeah, but it just depends on a person's comfort level. You don't know what, I was watching some reels, this girl could have been molested. Or, and that's the thing, you have to put everyone's feelings into perspective of how they feel and why they feel like that. And you can take it off camera. And just like the fact that they made that girl, gave her, fed her, boo the other girl, fed her booze. Like on an empty stomach, these girls are not eating. These girls are very malnourished, right? And she slept, and she cheated on her boyfriend. And then, afterwards, Tyra's just like, put her under the train tracks, and she was the conductor of the train, and drove over her.
Yeah, I was just shocked. Like I didn't know what to expect. Like I told you, I had never watched.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
To show a day in my life. I didn't know what to expect. I knew it existed. You know, you'd have to live under a rock to know that that show didn't exist. But the fact that they recorded that girl's rape and then tried to make it out that she was a cheater, and it was insanity, Gina. Like I was so appalled. I was like, I cannot believe this happened. Like this is a part of pop culture that I missed, but holy shit. You know, like this whole show, this whole crazy situation that took place, it just really makes you wonder. And you know what else? We talked about this previously. Remember there was a show called The Biggest Loser? They did a documentary on that and they discussed how they were exploiting overweight people for that show. Because when you talk about a TV show, TV shows have to have ratings and they have to have ad revenue and they have to generate money. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, well, this show is helping overweight people or this show is helping models. TV shows aren't really created to help people. That's not what they're for. TV shows are created to generate revenue. So if you're getting cast on a TV show, regardless of what they're telling you it's about, there's an agenda. The agenda is to make money. And if they have to exploit you to make their money, they're going to do that, right? Like,
Exactly.
that's the one thing that we've learned. And no matter what their message is or what they tell people or what the heartfelt trailer is about what the show is about. It's not really about that. At the end of the day, they need to make millions of dollars because there's hundreds of people working on the production of that.
They need to make a profit off of you. If you're not profitable, you're disposable to them.
That's the fact that America's Next Top Model made it for 24 seasons. the way they were treating people, it just shows you the corporate greed. And the fact that Tyra was just, well, I don't want to blame Tyra. She wasn't there for 24 seasons because apparently, Gina, they fired her and hired Rita Ora. I didn't know that because, I didn't watch the show. So they fired Tyra Banks from her own show. That shows you how cutthroat the entertainment industry can really be. Because imagine you go to a network, you sell your show to the network, it's your baby, you created it, it's every idea that you've ever come up with. And then later down the line, they tell you that you're no longer a part of your own idea. That's how cutthroat the industry can be.
Yeah, and it's scary, but like I said, I stopped watching it because I was bored, out of my mind. And the thing is, not that I have a basically the outbursts, the uncalled actions from Janice Dickinson, Tyra Banks, with and everyone knows the "we were rooting for you" line. Everyone knows that. And then Janice Dickinson saying, "You look like a boy, you look like the like that that's degrading. How could you say that about anybody?"
It was basically abuse. They were verbally and emotionally abusing the girls for wanting to chase after a dream. It's like you promise, like, oh, we're gonna make you America's Next Top Model if we don't destroy you from the inside first. Like it's almost like if you can take us tearing you down, making you feel inadequate and making you feel ugly, then you might be a model. Like that's such a horrible thing that it's like dangling something over someone's head. You know that they want it, and then instead of giving them what they want, you tear them down.
Well, not only that, a lot of them, after they won, they didn't get any modeling jobs.
See, I figured as much. I didn't watch the show, but I realized after American Idol made a few celebrities, because American Idol still comes on today, and you'll never know who won because you'll never hear of that person ever again. And I was like, I'm sure. It would be impossible to create 25 next top models, right? Like, that's not how it works. So, I'm pretty sure after the first person won, they might have gotten a couple of things that they promised. And then they just, because it's impossible to make a celebrity, like, you can't create, they're not lab grown. You can't create what you think the modeling industry would want. And unfortunately, they learned the hard way that they were building and selling a pipe dream to these girls. You can't make someone a top model. To become a top model, and Tyra herself should have known this firsthand, it takes talent, it takes something special within yourself. Like in order for you to be the best of the best, that isn't necessarily something you can go and teach other people how to do. Like Michael Jordan couldn't really teach other people how to be the best basketball player in the world. It's just something you're born with. And I think Tyra should have known that some people are born to be supermodels and some people are not. And telling people that it's in there for everyone to figure out how to find is a lie.
Well, I think there was only three to four models from this whole entire series that were successful. There is the one girl who was transgender, who had the marking. I don't want to call it a disease. I don't know what the medical term is for it, on her body. I forgot. She's beautiful. And there's the other girl who they considered as plus size, right? And they didn't have a size 6. The smallest size they had was a size 2, and she was saying that I only made it because I was a like I broke the shell of being a plus size model, because at that time there wasn't many plus size models. But looking at her before, when she was on America's Next Top Model, she wasn't even plus size. She was a normal, healthy weight.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, calling her overweight or plus size is so crazy because I remember watching it and I was watching it with someone and I turned to the person I was watching it with and I was like, where's the plus size person that they're talking about? And I was like, because I don't see any overweight or larger people in this shot. So I was like, where's the plus size girl that they keep referring to? Because the only girl I see is skinny. So I was like, wow, they're calling her plus size when she's literally like a normal size human being. That's insane.
Exactly. So it just baffles me, and I'm glad now. Like we always say, the internet has its good, has its bad. The social media has its good, has its bad. But and we don't need any more influencers. But realistically, they said it. They're like, oh, like we don't need America's Next Top Model now because it's not about what's on the TV. I can't even remember the last time I turned on my TV, right? I'm on mostly like streaming. Like my stuff, like streaming stuff online or on Netflix or on whatever, Discovery or whatever,
Yeah.
right? Those are the shows I'm watching. I'm not watching anything that's on TV.
A lot of these models were working towards print work and magazines. And Gina, when was the last time you picked up a magazine?
Exactly.
Right.
And the thing is, at the end of, and most of these models, most of these people, it's like now it's all influencers. They don't need to break through those doors. If the internet likes you, if social media likes you, you get a following, you're in.
Yeah, you're kind of your own agency. Like you said, when
Exactly.
you build your own following, then you don't need to be America's Next Top Model or America's Next Top Influencer. You are the influencer. If you can build a following, you don't need approval. And that's what these girls were seeking on this show. They needed Tyra's approval and Jay's approval and Miss Jay's approval. You don't need that anymore. And I think that the world has shifted in a positive way in that aspect, because
Exactly.
you can decide what your avenue is. You put yourself out there and you build your own following, and you sign.
You build your own empire. Like, look at Andrina from Love Island. She works for a modeling agency. She was doing it before she went on Love Island, right? So because there's print ads of her, like for different clothings. She posted it the other day. I'm like, and obviously, she didn't need an America's Next Top Model. If she's good at what she does, she's tall, like she has an athletic build. She's tall. She's Hispanic. She had already the following, right? She like yeah, Love Island might have put her boosted it more, but she was already signed to a modeling agency. I think it's Wilhelmina, but don't quote me on that.
I was very shocked by it, but it is what it is. And I think a lot of times we see things that happened 20, 30 years ago, and my favorite thing to say is, "Ooh, that didn't age well." I say that a
No.
lot. And I think America's Next Top Model is going to always fall into that category that didn't age well, because we've become more accepting as a generation, as a nation, of different types of people, different types of weights, looks, hair, everything. Like we're so much more open to letting people be who they are. And I think that show was teaching people that to be a model, you have to look a certain way, you have to weigh a certain weight, you have to fit into a mold. And I think that, in this generation, we've broken that mold, and we're just letting people be who they want. And if
Exactly.
want to be a model, you don't have to starve yourself to do that. You can look how you look and be who you want to be. And I think that normally the world goes in the wrong direction, but I think we have moved in the right direction with that. We're letting people be who they are and express themselves the way that they want to, and stop telling people to fit into a tiny little mold of a box of what they should be. I think we have moved in the right direction for that.
Me too. So I'm glad it took, like we say, like we're so thankful social media didn't exist. But then for the cases like this, we're so happy that it exists, right? Because it broke the barriers. It broke it, like it made society look at things differently.
Yeah, and we needed that. We needed that open look. We couldn't, when we were letting magazines tell us what models are supposed to look like, we were missing so much beauty and authenticity, because the people who put those magazines out didn't understand what beauty was. So now that we're allowing people to express themselves, and social media does that, there's women that who's never been signed to an agency, but they post their own photos and they do their own photo shoots, and now we get to see that level of beauty that magazines and modeling agencies would have never allowed us to see. So we are moving in the right direction, sometimes, usually in the right
Yeah.
direction, but this particular instance, we are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm so happy I convinced you to watch it. I was just like, just watch it. Just watch it.
I was
Like,
like, why would I watch this? This would be such a waste of time. And then when I was like 40 minutes into the first episode, I was like, let me pause it and get some popcorn because this is good. Like, this is good. I thought I was like, let me pause this because I'm gonna pop some popcorn and get some Coke Zero because we're getting deep into this now. Like, I'm in it.
like I told you, I was just like, what did I say? I'm like, trust me, you don't need to know the history. I never watched Top Model before, but your stubborn ass was not listening to me. And then I'm just like, why don't you just like chill out, like just watch it, and then you can be on my level. And then as soon as I saw you reposting Tyra Banks memes from that episode where in the jacket people are saying she looks like she's in like Carmen Sandiego. I was just like, oh, I think he watched it.
I
I
did.
think he watched
I
it.
did. As soon as I was done, I was reposting the memes immediately because I was like, why
Oh.
not? This is crazy. So anytime someone texts me and it's something that they're saying that I did something wrong, I text back the picture of Tyra, the one that I post on my story, because I'm like, when you are getting called out but you refuse to take accountability, I post that photo.
Now I know what photos to send you a lot. Like, like either Mariah Carey or the Tyra Banks. Like,
Because I'm not taking any accountability. So, that's definitely what you send me. Because if accountability comes knocking on my door,
you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like that was creative. That wasn't me. I don't know anything about that. I'm just taking the Tyra Banks way out every way, every time.
Exactly. We'll just put your face on it instead of her face.
Hey, that wasn't me. Well,
I
this was fun, Gina. It's been a minute since we
know it's been a long time.
I know we gotta stop that. We gotta be more consistent. I don't know why I'm saying we. It's me. I'm the one that's not consistent.
Yeah, we were supposed to actually do this a few days ago, but I think something came up with you. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, you know me. I'm always in a crisis of some sort. So,
Exactly.
there's
So
always
it's
something.
not me. I just prioritize my gym life instead. I'd be like, okay, I could only do a pod. Like, because you had messaged me in the afternoon. It was the afternoon here. And like, oh, do you want to do a pod tonight? I'm like, sure, I'm down. Right. But it will have to be after the gym. Right. But I'll message you when I get home. And then, yeah. And then something came up on your end. So I'm like, okay. And then today it was.
I had every intention of doing it too. And then my whole, me, everything happens in crisis mode. And all of a sudden, shit started going crazy. And I was just like, oh, great. I'm not going to be able to do that. And, you know me. So I have a plane to catch in the morning. So, I'm still putting out fires, but, you know me.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to put out fires for like 3 days because I guess I can share it. So I tried to go see Backstreet Boys again in July and August, and our lovely co-host Coco is going to come if I can score reasonable tickets. And every ticket, every okay, the waiting room, George, you will never believe how many people are in the waiting room for tickets to go on sale. I had 25,000 at one point. 30,000 people in front of me, 25,000 people in front of me. Today I had, because they keep on releasing more dates. Today I had 8,000 people in front of me. And I'm like, you gotta be God out of your goddamn mind. I am not spending 700 to 1,000 US to go see them. I'm sorry, I put my limit and I'm sticking to that, what my limit is. And our co-host,
Good for you because that's ridiculous. I don't love anyone enough to pay that much to see them. Like, for that
it's
amount, they would have to take me out on a date. Like, that amount, you'd have to take me out for like filet mignon. Like, I ain't just paying that. You got to take me out to, and then take me
Well,
after.
here's the thing that I know with pre-sales, they'll only release an X amount of tickets, right? Like a certain amount of tickets, they'll release it per pre-sale. The thing is, tickets go on sale tomorrow for the general public. So me and my friend are going to see what that's going to be like tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, we'll see.
We'll see. And you know what? Maybe I'm just not meant to see them in Vegas this summer. Maybe I'll have to do a Christmas or January shows if they could perform in Vegas next in December and January.
I'm sure they will. They perform
I'm
in
sure they
Vegas.
will too, because I've heard they've signed a 3-year contract, so with the Sphere. So we're
Oh,
only on year two. So yeah. My heart broke. I'm like, oh, not again. I have to go through this again tomorrow. I have to go through this anxiety tomorrow.
oh. I'm sorry. Well, I hope you get the tickets. I hope it's not too stressful, but don't spend mortgage prices on them. Don't do that.
No, that's one thing I'm not doing. Like, I was talking to my girlfriends that we had a group chat going on, and I'm like, I have to set a limit for myself because there's so many things that I want to do that I might not, like, if I get World Cup tickets, that's going to be another expense, right? And then this, and then I have to set a limit within a reasonable boundaries. And their limit was like $400 more than what my limit was. So I'm like, okay. Like, they're like, I think you should get it yours from like SeatGuru or Seat, like what, StubHub or something like that. I'm like, we'll see if I crack, we'll see. But everything obviously happens for a reason. So, you know, we have to just play it by ear and see what happens. Basically, I'm leaving it in the grace of God, and maybe it's not meant to be that I go see them this summer in like in the summertime in Vegas, and that's fine. I've already accepted my destiny with that. So,
Yeah. All
yeah.
right.
So
Well, this was fun, everyone. Thanks
this
for
was. It's been a
listening.
hot minute. We need to see if we can keep steady with it, George.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Myra,
I'm done.
Mariah.
It's been a lot. You guys know I have a lot going on and I have a move coming up, but I'm gonna try to be consistent. I am. I'm gonna do it. I promise. I'm gonna make the time, and hopefully soon I won't be catching so many flights. I'll just be where I need to be, and then I'll have way more time to do the things that I want to
You heard
do.
it here first, people. You heard it here first.
Yeah. All right. So thank you to my bestie Gina for joining me for the pod. Thank you for all the listeners who are listening. We love you guys. Make sure you're listening to me and Gina on 90 Day Fiance, 90 Day Fiance Fridays as well. We're on that podcast as well. And this was fun, guys. This was pop culture. And we'll talk to you guys really soon.
Good night, guys. Bye.
Bye.